Now let's take a look in lesson 131, because there's an argument that skeptics give about Isaiah 53, where they say, well, it's not really about a person, it's about the nation of Israel. So let's take a look at that. We're going to go again to Dr. Victor Buckbazin, who is a assistant professor of Old Testament and Hebrew at University of Warsaw, completely fluent in eight languages, and from his commentary in the book of Isaiah, we'll take a look. Here's what he says. If you click on the screen, before the 11th century, Isaiah 53 was viewed by all the interpreters, all the rabbis, as Messiah. The suffering servant was Messiah. You can find that in Targum Jonathan ben Uziel. You can find him in the Babylonian Targum, in the Midrash Rabbah, and at the Yakok Shimoni rabbinical commentaries. They all referred to the suffering servant as Messiah. But then something happened after 11th century. What happened was the Crusades, and the shift in the interpreters went to the nation of Israel. The Crusaders in 1096 AD included as infidels the Christ-killing Jews, and they began a massacre of Jewish people. The Christians point to Jesus in Isaiah 53, so many of the Jewish scholars started reinterpreting Isaiah 53 as Israel. But we have a real problem with that when we look at the evidence, because how does the Bible describe the nation of Israel as God's servant? Well, if you take a look at many places, here we're highlighting just two, in Isaiah chapter 1, God actually refers to Israel as wicked. Here's what he says. I have nourished and brought up children. They have rebelled against me. Alas, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a brood of evildoers, children who are corruptors. And then in Isaiah 42, the disobedient servant, Israel, who is blind but my servant, or deaf is my servant who I send. For they would not walk in my ways, nor were they obedient to his law. The evidence obviously shows that God actually completely rebuked the nation of Israel as being suffering for his sake. He saw them as evildoers, corrupt nation. There's no way it could be the nation of Israel. What we have in Isaiah 53 is a person. The suffering servant is a real person. So there's an attached video from Dr. Michael Brown, where you can listen, and he'll shed even more light on what Dr. Victor Buckbazin has taught us here in this lesson. This is lesson 131.